Hey, got a letter from a good friend over in Latvia, Ivars. And I won't tell you his last name because he could be punished over there. Latvia, of course, that country now supposedly is independent. It was owned by the Soviet Union since the days before World War II. Remember that Joseph Stalin and the communists, with the approval of the United States and Great Britain, attacked the Baltic republics, the countries Latvia, Estonia, Lithuania, as well as Finland, and actually attacked Poland and took half of Poland too. And invading all those countries, you would have thought we would have declared war on that monster Stalin, but no, we didn't. But when Hitler went in and attacked the other half of Poland, we declared war on him, that horrible person. If we don't stop Hitler now, he'll take over all of Europe and all the world. Isn't that interesting? We began World War II because Hitler invaded Poland. But the other half of Poland had already been invaded by the Russians and captured, along with Finland and Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia and so forth. And Churchill and Roosevelt just let their Uncle Joe take it all. And of course, after World War II, our good friend Winnie Churchill, Prime Minister of England, and our erstwhile President Roosevelt, and then later Harry Truman, gave half the world more to the communists under Stalin and Mao Zedong. Isn't it an amazing thing? I mean, Stalin and Lenin had concentration camps, gulag camps, set up in Russia and all of these countries in the east of Europe and Asia 10 years before Hitler even came to power. They already had concentration camps blowing and going, torturing and killing people. And you know, the American press didn't say one word about it. Everybody was just happy. Aren't those communists wonderful? Mm-mm-mm. And you know why? Because they were Jews. They were Jews. Vladimir Lenin was a Jew. Trotsky was a Jew. Karl Marx was a Jew. So it was all covered up. The most monstrous regime in history covered up by the American press. Well, Ivars wants to tell us about it now. But he said he's got a problem. He writes to me and says, "Dear Tex, I love the job you're doing. Thank you for enlightening people all over the world and educating us. I come from the country of Latvia. This country has changed so much. We were controlled by the Russians, but really behind the scenes," he says, "it was the Jews. They ran the KGB secret police. They control Latvia. Now communism supposedly is dead, but the Jews still run Latvia." Wow. "And we have scandals, scandals, scandals here. Everywhere the people have lost everything. The only business owners are Jews. 75% of all private businesses in Latvia belong to Jews, and they're all criminals. Nothing has changed in this country. Don't believe what you read in your American press." I call this the six-sided star evil. The six-sided star evil. Wow. Amazing, isn't it? The Jews are only a tiny part of the population of Latvia, but they control the whole country. And my good friend Ivars wrote and told me about that. But I knew that. Then I get a letter from Steve, writing me here in the United States, Mineral, Washington. He says, "Dear Tex, I want to tell you about a man named Mark Hitchcock. I went to a conference to hear him. He's author of the new book, Iran, The Coming Crisis." Well, this guy is a dud. He's got a PhD degree and a DD degree from Dallas Theological Seminary. Okay. But he doesn't have any insight to the Middle East and Persian affairs. This guy has no clue on Iran's people, geography, or history. And he should not be writing a book on this subject. I believe these neocons drink from the same disease stream and feed off of each other. Well, you're absolutely right, Steve. They do. And this is the problem. If it's an enemy of Israel, they hate it. They hate all the Arabs. They hate Iran. That's why John McCain, that's why John Hagee, they want all the Iranians dead. Bomb, 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 bomb Iran, says Senator John McCain. They don't love people. They don't want to love people in life. They want to kill them, Steve. You and I know that. And Mark Hitchcock is just like, he's another one of these dispensationalist so-called Christians. Give everything to the Jews and kill all the Arabs. Now that's real Christian, isn't it? That is really, really Christian. That's real Jesus, isn't it? What a pitiful thing. Well, Francis writes me, actually Sharon, but she's from the website of Francis. Dear Mr. Mars, I wonder how good your memory is. Well, Sharon, it's not always the best, but anyway, okay. She says, we last spoke by email about 9 years ago, not long after Princess Diana was murdered in Paris. At that time, I was living and working in London, and I had written a book on the occult symbolism of Diana's murder. I wonder if you remember me. Well, Sharon, my memory does serve me well, and that was a fantastic book that you wrote about the occultic symbolism in Diana's murder. Well, Tex, you were very kind and encouraging about my book, she says. And I think I was fortunate enough to find an old book on the Rothschilds that contained many photographs, which I sent to you. I wonder if your memory is jogged yet. Yes, it is, Sharon. Thank you so much for that book about the Rothschilds. Anyway, she says, I've been pleased over the years to see your work go from strength to strength. And I am very interested in the content of your website. You're absolutely correct in what you're saying on the web. Well, after many revisions, I have now redone my Diana manuscript. I am convinced that Diana and Dodi were murdered in a Zionist satanic plot. Did you know about the law called the Din Rodif, a law which states in the Babylonian Jewish Talmud that somebody can be killed if they are A, thought to present a threat to Israel, and B, if they are pursued to their death? Diana and Dodi were, of course, pursued to their deaths in Paris. Let me know if you remember me and what you think about my conclusions on the Diana murder. Well, Sharon, first of all, I do remember you. Thank you very much for writing me, and I look very much forward to seeing your new book on the Diana murder. If you want to send me the manuscript or whatever, I'd like to see it, and perhaps we can offer it here in the ministry to our people. Because there's no doubt now, in my mind, that this was a Zionist satanic plot. And the royal family were involved through Scotland Yard and MI-15 and 16, the military intelligence of Great Britain. And they worked hand in glove with the CIA and the French intelligence. And Diana never had a chance. And everything was done in an occult ritual. And Sharon is absolutely right. All of this occult symbolism, we could do 3 or 4 programs just on the occult symbolism. And you know, poor Princess Diana, she knew she was going to be murdered. She had a news conference, and she said, they're going to kill me. They're planning to kill me. And the reporter asked her, well, how do you think it's going to happen? She says, it'll probably be an auto crash, and they'll make it look like an accident. Now imagine, Diana told the news media, I saw it on the interview myself, she said, this is how they're going to do it. They're going to kill me. It'll be an auto crash, and they'll make it look like it was an accident. And then it happens, and everybody says, oh no, there's no conspiracy. Oh my. Well, Doris wrote to me. Very interesting email. She said, this is unbelievable. She said, did you know that if an immigrant is over 65, they can apply for SSI and Medicaid and get more than my mom gets for Social Security? And she worked for 60 years as an American citizen. She is only getting $791 a month. But a refugee, an immigrant, gets a total of $2,470 a month. Now, friends, I'm going to stop right there. Doris asked me, she said, this is unbelievable, but it's true. And you know what? It is true. Let me explain this. You see, Congress passed a little known law about 10 years ago. And under this law, if you are a Jew, now let me, did you hear me say that? If you are a Jew and you come from any country in former Eastern Europe or Russia, you can get refugee status. Now you can be a rich Jew. You can be, you can own businesses, stocks. You can, as long as you come to America and you say, I'm a Jew. I come from Kazakhstan. I come from Belarus. I come from Latvia. I come from Lithuania. I come from Russia. Give me money. They will give you money. But wait, this person has never put in any money to the American Social Security system. Doesn't matter. They'll be given a refugee status. And then they can get a total of $2,470 a month. Now, let's say a man and his wife decide they don't want to live in Russia anymore. So they come to America to live. And they'll get in America. You see, they don't have to wait for a quota because they're Jews. Jews do not wait for quotas. As many Jews as want to can come live in America. And once they live here, they go down to the local immigration service and they say, I'm a refugee. Okay. And they stamp their little paper. And then a man and his wife, for example, can go down and each of them say, I want to apply for my SSI and my Medicaid, my Social Security and assistance. And each one of them will get $2,470 a month. Together, that's a total of $4,930 a month. That's almost $60,000 a year. The Russian or the Latvian or the Lithuanian or the Polish or the Romanian couple get $60,000 a month from the government because they're Jew and they're going to live here forever. But if you're an American, this woman, she says, my mom worked for 60 years. She only gets $791 a month. That's about, what, $9,500 or so a year. She gets less than $10,000. They get $60,000, and they're Russian citizens. They're not even Americans. They don't even have American citizenship. How did it happen?